I'm reading now verse 3. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, that is, after his suffering and death, by many infallible proofs. Now, I want to emphasize that being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Now, he showed himself alive by many infallible proofs. There are 10 recorded appearances of Jesus after his resurrection. And his post-resurrection ministry, as revealed in his appearances, it has a more important bearing on the lives of Christians today than the 3-year ministry recorded in the 4 Gospels. Now, I have a book that's entitled The Empty Tomb. We sent it out at Easter time. That book has to do with the post-resurrection ministry of the Lord Jesus. And you remember Paul put it like this. Paul says, though we have known him after the flesh, we know him no longer after the flesh. You and I today know him not as the one who walked here 1900 years ago, but we know him today as the one, the man in the glory. As someone said, the church has lost sight of him. He's up there right now, this very moment, while I'm talking and while you are listening. He's up there, and he is there and is real. Oh, how real he is. I'm going to share with you a statement that came to me in a letter from a person who said they'd been a church member all their lives, and they went through all the little ritual, thought they were a Christian, but they had to come to the Word of God to find out they didn't even know him. And the wonderful thing they found out, not only did he walk here 1900 years ago, but he's alive today and yonder at God's right hand, and they could come to him and know him as Savior. How wonderful that is. And he showed himself alive by many infallible proofs. Now, the problem today with the unbelief of man is not in the facts. The facts are available. I wonder if anybody that's listening to me doubts the Battle of Waterloo and that Napoleon fought there. Now, very frankly, I believe that Napoleon lived, and I believe he fought the Battle of Waterloo. And I give you my word, I have very little evidence for it, but I believe it. And may I say to you, there's 10,000 times more evidence for the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ than there is for the Battle of Waterloo. And yet, there are people today, they say they don't believe it. Where's the problem? The problem is in the heart, the unbelief, the natural tendency of man to run away from God as Adam did and turn his back upon God today. The problem, my friend, if you're listening to me today and an unbeliever, the problem is with you, not with the Word of God. He showed himself alive by many infallible proofs, and if you really want to know, you can know. It's because you don't want to know. The problem is not in the mind. The problem is in the will. That is the thing that's all important. Now, the 3-year ministry of the Lord Jesus for you and me is not as vital, not as important as the 40-day ministry. And so we have here the post-resurrection ministry of the Lord Jesus.